Welcome to That Creator Life, a show where we discuss the process, the struggles, and the wins of content creation. My name is Zach. I'm a YouTuber and content strategist helping you start your journey. Hey guys, and welcome to a new episode of the Content Creator Life. Today we have a special guest, Milan. Can you tell us about yourself?
Hey, Zach. Yeah, thanks for having me on today. A bit about myself, 27 tomorrow, from Belgium, living in Vietnam for the last 3 years, I think. Three years. And by trade, I'm a videographer. I run a production company here in Saigon. So I do a lot with photo and video. And content-wise, I run my own podcast as well called In Full Effect. And I always loved making videos, always loved creating content, and actually started from traveling the world. I'm self-taught. I first picked up a camera, started taking pictures around the world, then I saved up enough money to buy a GoPro and then started making videos, got myself Premiere Pro, started editing, and then build up and tried to get better so I could get a job within photo and video. And yeah, eventually started freelancing and now in Vietnam, partnered up with my business partner, Kevin, and we're running a production company, anything with photo and video basically. And that's mostly my day-to-day right now. And then on the side as well, a lot of other content like podcast. And if I'm still traveling, that's been a while, but
yeah.
I try to make some travel videos as well. I love flying the drone, so I have a lot of that.
That's awesome. And talking about the podcast, is that what you would call your kind of side gig for now?
Yeah, it's definitely a side gig. I wish actually, because the idea to do it was way earlier, like about 2 years ago, but I only started 4 months ago, or actually executing it 4 months ago. But the idea has been there for a very long time, because the thing was, I was traveling for work. I was traveling around the world and I was actually shooting event videos for personal development events.
Wow.
So I got really inspired during these things. And yeah, I was like, I'm meeting all these crazy people, like cool people, very like intelligent and successful people. I just want to interview them. But I don't know why I never got to it. I think the reason is because I always wanted to have things perfect. And it was
perfectionist
just,
like me.
Yeah.
Hello.
So I procrastinated for so long, like over 2 years. I actually recorded one episode before a very long time ago, but never released it. And then, yeah, 4 months ago, I was like, I'm just going to do it. And now I'm regretting that I didn't start during the hard lockdown when we had more time, because now everything comes together.
Yeah, get more busy, right?
Yeah, busier, and then work, and then this, the podcast, and social life, and family, and yeah.
Yeah, but that's the reason we're having this podcast, because my aim is to inspire people who are hesitant to start. And just the message is basically, you can start today. It doesn't matter if you have a full-time job. Like recently, my recent guest was a scientist.
Wow.
And yeah, and she has a full-time science projects, and she's super busy. But at the same time, she's doing like artwork on Instagram. Mm. And she's growing really fast. So it doesn't matter what kind of schedule you have or work, but you can always start in the creator economy. Can we talk a bit about the podcast that you create, and what kind of podcast is it? And can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So it's called In Full Effect. It's called In Full Effect. I also do video podcast because I'm a videographer by trade. Obviously, I do video as well. And basically, it's about anything with your goals, your mindset, full potential. And like you, it's also trying to inspire people to become a better person or a better version of themselves, basically. And I just interview people from any expert or any person basically in any trade, because there's so many lessons to be learned from them. Like I said, I met so many personal development coaches over the years. I wanted to interview them, and that's how my first few episodes was like that. I think actually I just booked in another person, like personal development coach, for next week. So that's super exciting. And they all have like their own visions and things. But then I also interview business owners here in Saigon, or other podcasters, or anybody where you basically can learn something valuable from. And that's even an English teacher. That's whoever. That could be a father that could share some insights on how to be a good father or how to run a family, things like that. Yeah, it's always very interesting to see people's vision on certain things, because I ask the same questions, but they get answered very differently from person to person. And yeah, the goal with the podcast is basically, first of all, find my own goals. I'm still young, only 27. So it's like I have a lot to learn myself. And in the progress of doing that, I hope to help others find valuable information out there as well. If I can help one person out there with the podcast, that would be amazing.
That's awesome. And it aligns with my goal as well with the podcast, which is basically to inspire creators and get going in this gig economy and creator economy, because it's going to get huge, actually. I just saw a recent analyst saying that maybe the gig economy reached $1 trillion.
Wow.
In 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, there's definitely now with the whole lockdown, obviously TikTok went really big and there's a lot of creators that started growing. And also, not just because of their creators, they also turned that into other things because they got known. So they start doing other businesses as well. Yeah, the creator economy is huge and very interesting as well, because it's very, can I say, volatile, in the sense that one hype starts here, but then the next hype is already starting there. And yeah, it's very...
I'm really excited about it because I'm a big fan of the concept of polymathing, or being a polymath, which basically means that you have different passions and you kind of express them in different ways and you're multidimensional instead of being this kind of living this narrow life. By the way, I'm a fan of polywork.com. I don't know if you know this website.
Yeah, I know. Just send it to me as well. And he said he gave it to you. And then you immediately made a few connections.
A lot of interesting guests from Polywork. And it's amazing because that was like the thing that I really wanted to explore, like how to succeed in different fields like fitness, content creation, YouTube, doing tech. And it was always this kind of challenge of how can we go back to those guys like Leonardo da Vinci? They used to be like everything, philosopher, doctor, astronomer, whatever. Like
the Renaissance.
Yeah, exactly. So I think going back to this kind of idea of creating content in different ways will be liberating for a lot of people, because you might be an engineer or doctor or whatever, but you have an expression inside of you that's like in a jail and it needs to get out. So that's the reason we're doing this. Milan, can you talk a bit about the process of creating the podcast for you, like in terms of How would a day of creating content look like for you?
Right now, because the podcast is still very young, there's no consistent day within. Like I said, it's a side hustle as well. So it's basically whenever I have time, especially with my job, it's not a 9-to-5 or anything. It's like sometimes I work 16-hour days, sometimes I work 3-hour days, and it's just trying to fit in wherever I can. When I first started, I tried to be very consistent as the first thing. So I tried to post every Wednesday and then smaller bites from the whole podcast during the week. Now when work is picking up more, it's a bit harder and I put a lot of pressure on myself doing so, and I was suffering under that. Right,
especially
now,
just to let people know, your podcast is also video.
Yeah, and the thing is, I do like you online, but also in person. So last in-person one I did with Tyler from Brick and Barrel, for example, here in Saigon. So what I did, I went to the bar, we set up 2 cameras, we have lighting, we have audio equipment, I have my assistant with me, and then we record the whole thing. That's my job. That's literally what I do for a living. And then I use that in a podcast. But it takes time. It takes effort. The thing is, I do enjoy in person a lot more. It just takes more work. But yeah, so I started putting a lot of pressure on myself of trying to succeed so much. But then I realized I was not having fun with it as much anymore. I knew that was going to happen. That's why I started very little, in a sense, like my episodes could be way more produced after, like post-produced, if I wanted to. I didn't want to burn myself out immediately by doing it, and now I realized I'm already doing it with the amount of effort I put in before. So I'm just right now I'm at a point that I'm just going to have fun with it and do whatever is possible, because that's the goal in the end, to learn from it and not suffer from it
and to keep doing it. That's a big
exactly
one.
Like instead of burning out and giving up, I'd rather just have fun with it and help people help me progress with the little bits. It's about compounding, right? I've been reading this the book The Compound last week, and I just realized I can't do 100% every time.
1% a week, that's enough.
Yeah, exactly. Or 1% every day, we try whatever we can do, and in a year we see where we are.
I love the message that comes from your experience to the people listening or watching this. It's basically find a way to kind of keep the consistency, but don't overwhelm yourself. Don't burn out, because that's what happens to a lot of creators and they just give up.
Yeah, 100%. If I had all the time in the world to do this, I would make like crazy ass episodes, I reckon. Because I do enjoy creating, but if you also do it for clients and you do it every day, it becomes a lot. Yeah.
It happens to me as well with my first podcast. It was a bit overwhelming. It was a tech podcast. I had a co-host and he was in Hanoi. He's a tech YouTuber as well. And it was really like tricky in terms of co-hosting from different locations and talking about various subjects, editing them. So it was really overwhelming. But when I did the second podcast, which was Content Creator Life, I started with the seamless way, which is audio only. And it works because like we bumped a lot of episodes and then got a bit of momentum. And then we can switch to video like recently.
Yeah.
You're the second guest now in video format.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Milan, can you tell us a bit about the tools you use to edit and shoot your
Yeah, because photo and video and audio is basically like what I do for work. So I have the whole Adobe Creative Suite. If I film in person, it's just camera setup, lights, everything, audio recorders. Then I edit everything in Adobe Premiere. I process my audio in Audition. So that's usually for the noise cleanup. Use it there, but it's like all the Adobe Pro like software is very seamlessly used. So I can just run that through Audition, get all the audio cleaned up, and it's very effective. Honestly, like I've done video podcasts in the middle of Saigon in a park where all the crickets are chirping. I've done one in Union Jack in a restaurant / cafe, basically where the fans were blasting at us. I've done one in Saigon Outcast here, and I was able to clean up all the audio. Obviously, when I use Zoom is like when I do my interviews through Zoom right now, for two reasons. It's the video gives me a nice background. So now I only have white, but normally I have like a penthouse background. Yeah.
Virtual background.
Yeah, exactly. And the audio gets cleaned up automatically in Zoom. And I'm pretty happy with that so far. But yeah, it's all in Adobe Premiere that I edit the whole thing. It's no online.
What about the camera and the microphone?
The microphone right now that I use is like a Rode video microphone that I run through a Zoom recorder into the computer. So it's a very complicated setup for no reason, but that's the gear I have because of work. And right now I'm using my
computer. Yeah, I'm actually using the Zoom as well, yeah. H5.
So I'm using the H4N Pro. I have the 5 okay. here as well, but this right now is easier to use for me. And right now it's just a webcam from the laptop because I just borrowed my camera out to an intern of mine. Yeah, I have an older camera, but I didn't want to get into the setup of that one.
Okay.
Figuring out. But yeah, for online, usually the 720p is enough.
It's more than enough. Is there anything you want to say to people who are confused about what gear to get to start their, let's say, podcast in terms of video?
Yeah.
Or maybe YouTube channel. So what's your advice as a videographer?
So like purely on gear, right? So I'll tell you a funny story first. Also a host from Comeback Podcast. He records podcasts every day. He puts out multiple podcasts sometimes a day. But when he first started, he did everything on a phone. I've been on his podcast before. And before I came there, I noticed that he was literally recording from his phone. No mics, no nothing. And this was only audio. And what he did, he places the phone in the middle of the two people in a bedroom, and he turns the AC off. So everybody was sweating their bums off. but I heard that before I came there, and I have these lavalier microphones that are basically split in two. So there's two lavaliers that goes into one contact.
One mouse. Output.
Yeah. And I assumed he had an iPhone. So I brought a connection from iPhone to just a normal pin. And I gave him that. I was like, look, try these out and you can keep your AC running next time. And those microphones, they cost you probably like in Vietnam Dong.
I think it's like maybe $5-$10.
Yeah, or maybe a little bit more because they're like decent from Boya. But
yeah, the Boya ones maybe like $10-$15.
Yeah, so in the end of the day, like you don't need crazy equipment. And there's like a level because there's always a debate like content over quality of audio, for example. There is definitely a level where you hook off from an audio podcast because the audio is too bad. But if you have like your basic like microphones like lavaliers, you can get so far. Connor does it.
Especially like when you're starting, like the first 100 videos or 100 episodes, they will suck. And you're going to have to accept that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
You're going to quit. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's all about like getting there first. Like my first episode was horrible. My intro was 3 minutes just talking about who this person is. And then most people stopped listening already. So I got better at it. And it's just about practice first. And gear will come. If you want to do video, I know people who do it on their phone. Or if you do Zoom recordings, just use your laptops, a webcam, easy. And it comes back to why I procrastinated the start of my podcast, I would say. I wanted everything to be perfect. And then I just decided, look, it's not needed. If Connor can do it with a phone, and he did 150, 200 episodes on a phone.
Now he's almost like to 400 episodes.
Yeah, he's over 400 now. And okay, like, he's super happy that I gave him the lavalier mics because he was overwhelmed as well. What gear should I get?
Yeah, by the way, when he got me on the podcast, I was in the lavalier stage.
Yeah. So I think I went on the podcast November or October last year. Mm-hmm. And then he borrowed mine until he bought his own. And then he just started from there. And it's indeed a lot better from there. And you evolve slowly. It's not that you have to get all the gear at once. I know, for example, you put a lot of effort in your background because it's only lights where we can see.
Yeah, I'm already using the same thing for YouTube.
Yeah, I have a white background. I'm a bit conscious of how I place my desk in my room. So I have a plain background because I don't have a nice setup anywhere in my office. But in the end of the day, it comes down to content. What's your podcast about? What's your videos about? If you're a bit smart, don't make it too messy in the back and things like that. But yeah.
Just start with whatever you have now.
Exactly. And then you slowly get more comfortable with the gear you have, because if you want to get all the best gear, but you have no understanding of how to use it, then there's no point of having it.
Exactly. And even if you have some favorite YouTubers or people you follow, go back and watch their first videos.
Exactly.
And see the progress. Like you can see that maybe they spent 5 years with the same kind of like crappy quality, let's say. But then the last 2 years, the last year, they start to get some momentum in terms of quality and getting bigger. But that's what people usually glimpse over. They don't really see that. They see only the results now.
And it's also
the progress.
Yeah, it's also interesting as a follower of certain YouTubers to see their progress. I'm a big fan of Peter McKinnon, for example. He's a photographer, videographer. Same. How he started in his home office or things like that. And then he got his own office and he's got it. Like getting staff and things like that. So it's just very interesting how the progress is. And it's actually fun to be part of that progress of the creator itself as well.
Yeah. And the audience that kind of follows you or they know your journey, they also feel inspired by knowing how you got there. Not just one day pop up and then, oh, you're rich and famous. It's more, oh, this guy really worked hard for it.
Yeah,
I can see exactly. It. So Milan, can you move on to talk about the struggles that you might have faced when creating content in terms of, let's say, first technical struggles.
Okay.
Then we can move on to the psychological.
The mindset.
Yeah.
So technical, I'm trained in these things. So I was never, I trained myself doing it to make money. So I'm a tech nerd or a gear nerd, basically. So I love to get like more cameras, more lenses. I'm always into that. So I always had an understanding of these things. And to be honest, I had to figure out a lot. Like right now, my microphone is normally the one you put on a camera. But I found the right adapters to turn it into my Zoom. And then my Zoom goes into my computer.
That's literally what I did with my D3 Pro. I turned it into a voiceover mic by putting it into the computer.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be on the camera.
Yeah.
Like it's a shotgun mic.
Exactly. Like I had the shotgun mic because I was literally, this is the first microphone I ever bought to do videography with. This is 4 or 5 years ago and it's still working, only on the second battery of it. But technically, not many problems. I was just like, how far do I go in quality? Do I overwhelm myself and get the best I can? Or do I keep it simple so I can repeat it easily?
Okay, so the reason I'm asking this question is because sometimes creators, they face those technical issue and they can start to get overwhelming or frustrating. And
yeah, 100%.
My question is basically, how do you deal with those moments where, let's say, the mic was off while you were recording, which happened to me before, or stuff like that really puts you off? How do you overcome it? That's the real question.
like I had it happen before where I had an interview and I have an assistant who is, for example, not really advanced in video and audio recording, but I need him to monitor the cameras and stuff like that. And the first 10, 15 episodes, we struggled a lot because he didn't really understand what to do. But as long as it's for myself and my living is not depending on it, then every mistake is basically just a learning process. Yes, the guest's microphone didn't work, but I had on-camera microphones. I had my microphone, so I had just a combination of all three other microphones to use per audio. It wasn't great, bummer, but I managed to salvage a little bit, for example, and the content was still out there.
Yeah, that's the message, to salvage, adapt, and move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Get stuck.
You might see it as a struggle and a failure, but in the end of the day, every failure is needed to move on. If everything goes perfect, then you don't learn much. It's very frustrating, yes, but it's just part of the learning process. And if you think about that, okay, this happened, but at least for next time, I know better. And you just move on instead of staying stuck in the present and with something you can't change. You think about what can I do better next time so this wouldn't happen again.
And yeah, you have to keep in mind, right, that all creators of all shape and form face some technical problems.
Oh yeah, 100%. There's so many big YouTubers out there. Mr. Beast, right? He's like the biggest YouTuber out there. He shoots videos that cost him $800,000, $1 million, but he doesn't like the outcome of the video, so he doesn't post it. But he spent $1 million on it. But yeah, it's just how it works. Not depending on how perfect you want to put out your content or what your actual message is. Is your message, I want to bring out a perfect podcast, or you want to bring on this guest and listen what that person has to say? And if the audio is maybe not as good, then maybe apologize to your listeners. Sorry, we had technical issues, but this was a crazy episode and it was very interesting to listen to this person. Okay, next time you learn, you move on and get a better episode next time.
Yeah, and you can see it even with some big creators, let's say Joe Rogan or other podcasters. Sometimes they make it a fun moment when you have those technical problems and bring joy from those struggles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Milan, can we talk a bit about the psychological part of creating content? And what's your mindset when tackle creation content?
It's hard to say for me. I started 4 months ago. Basically, the people that are listening are friends and family or followers from the guests that I bring on. There's a few of my own friends and family and followers that follow me, but the amount of views I get, is very slim. And that's, of course, a challenge by itself that you don't get that many people watching. Oh, this episode only had 50 views or even less. Oh, only had 10, 15 views.
Especially podcasting on YouTube is still new. So.
Yeah, I have more success on YouTube than I have on Spotify or on Anchor, for example, because I do video, but it's also the channel I push the most. But either way, then you have to think again, why are you doing this? So for me is I want to learn as much as possible myself from the people that I'm interviewing. And the other day, I had an episode, I think 2 weeks ago, with two people that I brought on separately, and they're actually both my mentors. So one is Werner, that was number four, and then Wes was one of them, also a friend of yours. And through the podcast, I connected these people. And then we did an episode with the three of us together about ADHD, because all three of us were suffering with that.
Having this.
We're going through life with it. It's not a disease. It's not. Anyway, if you want to listen about all of that, then go to my podcast, plug. Either way. But I brought people together. And then the coolest part was, because Werner was in Hanoi and Wes just came back to Vietnam, we went to visit Werner in Hanoi and where we had really deep conversations. So I brought two people that didn't know each other, but through the podcast, I brought them in real life together. And they became really good friends. And also that episode that we had was actually really life-changing for me because I learned so many things because of their experiences. And that's the essence of the podcast. It's not about how many views I'll get, but it's about what do I get out of it.
How much impact you can have.
Yeah, how much impact it has on me. But then also if it helps me, then there must be someone out there that it can help them. So if that's in your mind, then you win. Okay, it's not about the views, and that might be a struggle for a lot of people. And I think things like TikTok and stuff is all about that. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to make a better place, but you still want to have that attention from other people.
It depends on the quality of the viewer that you're seeking. Mm. I just saw a recent study about, I think it was an Indian YouTuber who had 22 million subscribers, but most of them were not there for him because he was doing a lot of giveaways. Mm. So that's an example of, you can have a huge audience, but they're not really the kind of audience you want to have. Like, yeah, come for the actual giveaway and they just leave.
Yeah.
I would rather trade that with 80 or 100 real, let's say, dedicated audience or people that really want to watch, see your stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mindset-wise, it's like I said, I struggled in the beginning, or like I struggled keeping the consistency and putting a lot of pressure on myself. So now I just try to enjoy it and see, because the people see it in the end as well. Like, if they see you enjoy it more, then they'll mm-hmm. be able to resonate a lot more with you than you trying to burn yourself out doing this stuff.
Absolutely. And is there anything that you can tell us about your kind of video production world that helped you with content creation?
Yeah, so basically, like, what we do for the company is, so I'm partnered there, and what we do is anything with photo and video. So for video, we do a lot of interviews, corporate interviews and stuff like that. So actually the podcast helped me refining that process of the,
like, extra practice, right?
Yeah, it's extra practice, and you learn more and the experience is way quicker. So you can turn that experience into value towards your clients, for me. And so that makes the client happier, gets you referrals, gets you more business and things like that. So it's a good practice. Plus, my assistant is also the assistant from my production company, learns a lot more. Yeah.
So, awesome. Yeah. You can use all those skills that you gain exactly. from the video production to put it into your podcast and grow yeah. both of them, actually.
And also the podcast helped me be way more comfortable on camera, for example. Mm-hmm. I always struggle to find my words. I love talking, but on camera, it's always a different story. And definitely the first few episodes is like, what do I do now? Okay, my question is, okay. But then when you, and you notice that in my first few episodes, it's all like that. But then when you check my few latest ones, it's really laid back. It's more conversation like we were having. It's not, I have a question, you answer, and I move on to the next question. No, it's more. So you get a lot of skills from doing this, and you learn a lot. Like, it's not only the technical skills of producing a podcast or a video podcast, but it's also the speaking skills. It's the interactions you have with people, with different people. Like, I've interviewed people in Zimbabwe, in the United States, in Belgium, in Vietnam, in Singapore, things like that. It's just a lot of fun, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of fun and learning, right?
Yeah.
So, Milan, this question is really interesting because I think of it as an advice for people starting today. So can you take yourself back to the first day you started and you're talking to Milan back then? What would you do differently if you start today from what you learned?
Yeah, that's a bit what I said just now. It's about relax more, have fun with it. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. And you have to definitely create a plan and a goal for yourself so it doesn't become too laid back and then you slack off. There's definitely still, you need to put in the work no matter what. If you want to create a podcast, you need to put in the work. But it's like you can create a nice background. You can make sure you have all the gear and stuff like that. Or you can make it easy and you just interview people with a easy microphone, and the post-production is easier as well.
Exactly. So you win here and you lose there.
Yeah. So the thing is, you can produce the craziest podcast with 16 cameras if you do it in person, and you have all the angles and you have an audio person on site as well that manages everything. But that's going to cost you money. That's going to cost you more effort in producing. Or you can do it by yourself and you just have a good conversation. And then when you get more comfortable, you move on to the next step and you get an extra piece of equipment and maybe makes your podcast a bit better of quality. But as long as your content is solid and people are enjoying it yourself, like the podcast, just keep going. Yeah. Have fun and learn from it as well. Learn from your mistakes. Don't be bothered by failing here and there. Struggles happen. That's the story of our lives. Nothing goes the way you want it anyway.
And something I can add to that, because I know some people who have different approaches when it comes to YouTube or podcasting. Some people go with the route of like high quality first, and some people go with the simple stuff. But here's the thing, the successful ones are the ones that keep it within their means. Actually, it's either within their means in terms of financially or skill set. If you start to kind of overwhelm yourself, like you said from the beginning, maybe buy too much gear, you want everything to be perfect, and then you don't see the traction that you wanted, that's a big kind of discouraging effect on you. So I like the advice you said, which is basically stay within your means, start simple, and move from there. Yeah. Don't compare yourself with other people.
Yeah, and the thing is, what I was thinking is if you have a very advanced setup, for example, but you have no clue what to do with it, because you have the technical setup that looks great, people will start creating expectations as well. Like,
exactly.
Oh, this person must be really good. But then if, like I said, your speaking skills and everything doesn't match really with the visuals, because people are all about expectations, then people get disappointed. And if you do it the opposite way, like, yes, you have a basic setup, but your content is great, people will keep watching for that rather that than, yeah, having...
It's about being humble and authentic at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Authenticity. Yeah, just start wherever you're comfortable and go from there.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that advice. I think a lot of people will benefit from this. Milan, we're almost going to wrap up this podcast. Can you tell us about your next projects and what you're working on?
The thing is, I always try to do as much as possible, but then I realize that I need to focus on one or two things really good. So I still try to do the podcast as much as I can. I'm trying to grow the business we have here, the K Collective. We're just trying to grow it. We're just a bunch of people right now, but we're really trying to grow it to a bigger company. So there's the main focus is there. Now that travel is back, that's one of the things that I want to get back into, and then travel with my fiance and experience Vietnam again. But yeah, the main focus is definitely on working more, also trying and learning new things. So I'm reading books every day now.
Any favorite book that you can share with the content creators?
I'm reading right now or listening to Atomic Habits.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, sorry. On The Compound Effect, but the favorite that was Atomic Habits from a while ago. It's all very similar, but definitely very helpful. I'm actually reading and listening at the same time to different books. So depending on the mood I'm in, I swap over and the time of day, I do that. And yeah, other projects is just trying to do a little bit extra here and there. I'm trying to get into stock footage as well now. So As a creator, you have so much, as a travel creator back in the day, I have so much footage. So I'm trying to make the best out of the hard drives I have.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do as well now with my stock footage for tech. I have a lot of B-roll that I might actually just put it
out exactly.
There.
There's definitely a lot of stuff out there that you can use. And so there's always other ways I'm trying to grow myself and grow my income. So there's different avenues I'm trying out here and there. And just
living a polymath life.
I tried to, yeah. When you were saying that, I definitely tried to do. But then on the other hand, it's also very smart to basically get good at one thing first and then move on to the next one. So don't try
to... It's like the series kind of strategy instead of the parallel one.
Because I'm also trying to stay fit, for example. I love boxing, but if I go boxing every day and I try to learn a new skill there and I try to read here and I still need to work there and I need to make my podcast here, then I spread myself really thin and then everything is on a meh level instead of focusing on two or three things really well. And then the next day I focus on three other things perhaps, or whatever is needed. Yeah. Especially when you have a partner in life as well, then that's definitely a focus you need to have. And as a young person, you still try to figure all of that out. So instead of spreading myself thin, I try to focus on a few things, see what works and go with that.
Absolutely. And that's the way to end this podcast. So Milan, thank you so much for being on the show. For everybody watching, thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to keep the details for Milan's podcast in the show notes.
Awesome. And thank you so much.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.